Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this evening. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air here this evening. We've got a number of people already calling in before the program hardly got started, I think. So that's always a good sign. So we're glad to have you. So just hang on. We'll get to you in a few minutes. We are going to open our program here, though, this evening with a word of prayer and a couple announcements and some thing odds and ends, and then we'll get to our telephone call. So let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity that we have to come together here this evening. Just thank you for the opportunity to be on the radio. Pray that you bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And through it all, help us to lift up and glorify Christ. And we just give you the thanks, the honor, and the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you tonight. And as we get started here, just a reminder, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And then, of course, you can link from that to a variety of other things. You can link, of course, to our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and you can also link to our Facebook page for the program, or you can go directly facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And, of course, we've got a YouTube page, and when it works, and I'm hoping that it's working right now. There was some doubt at the beginning of the program, so I'm slowly getting that shared over and should have that momentarily available on our Facebook page as well. You can go to YouTube, certainly, and look for Live with Pastor Al. You can find us there. And as I've been mentioning for people, too, I've yet to get the direct feed hooked into our website, but you can find us on Parler.com. Parler.com. It's kind of a midway between Facebook and Twitter in terms of the way you post things on it. And I've been recommending it to people because, especially if you're trying to post things of a conservative nature and you've experienced trouble on Facebook, which many conservatives have, you might find a welcome home at Parler.com. Go there and just search for Pastor Al Davis. You'll find me there at Parler.com. And also USA.life. USA.life, and that's a Christian-friendly site, a little more similar to Facebook than Parler is, but it's got a few little quirks and everything. It's fairly new, and also I've been using those two. I think in the long run, Parler is seeming to generate more response and such. But so let me recommend those two websites, Parler.com and USA.life. All right. Well, also, as I mentioned, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We certainly invite you to visit. And, you know, a lot of churches still closed down. We're open. Welcome your visit. And you can visit us. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. It's the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We meet in the meeting room there. We'd love to have you visit. We'll have more information about that at the bottom half of the hour and also at the end of the program. So listen for that, and we'll have more information there. Let's see, or just go to our website at liveatpastoral.com. Also wanted to mention, too, this weekend marks 14 years on the radio, and I still find that kind of hard to believe. We started out in 2006, and we thought, well, we're going to give this a try. If we can make it through 1 year, that'll be something. If we just make it through 1 year, and we weren't sure how much longer we would go than that. But God's blessed, and he's enabled us to stay on. And we added our Friday afternoon program, so we're on every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And then we're on Friday afternoons from 1:30 until 2 o'clock. And so it's a different show. It's not a repeat or something of this one. Sometimes we have crossover in the topics and things that we discuss, but it is a different show and different topics, different, and we sometimes have guests and things, and so you can find those, though, if you go to our webpage at livewithpastoral.com, and bear with me. I've had a lot going on here in the last few weeks, and I'm still behind in getting the webpage all the way updated. I've got the programs loaded up. The web page is just not updated enough so that you can access them, but I am working on it, so bear with me there. And pray for me. It's just not like we have a big operation. If the web page doesn't get updated, I can't call somebody or tell somebody, hey, why aren't you doing this? It's me. And so when I don't have time to do it, or something comes up and other things happen, it doesn't get done. Pastoring a church, that oftentimes takes precedence, and just different things going on. So enough of all of that. Again, thank you for your prayers over the last 14 years. And should the Lord tarry in his coming, we plan on staying here as long as the Lord keeps the door open for us. And so that gives us the opportunity to be here on Sunday nights, and waiting for your calls. And like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. And we've got quite a number of people who have been waiting for a little bit. And I think we'll go to Timothy first here tonight. And Timothy, welcome to the program this evening.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Al.
Well, good evening. Good to have you.
I'm a loyal 1220 listener. I listen to Pastor Ernie Sanders a lot, and I used to listen to Bruce Musselman.
Oh, yes. He's with the Lord now, of course. But
I know that, and I used to hear you on there as well on Friday afternoons.
Yeah, we always had fun with him because, you know, he's like a walking history book.
Bible encyclopedia.
Yes.
And he was a staunch supporter, like Ernie Sanders and Pastor Lutz and yourself, of the King James Bible. I should say the authorized King James Bible. And when I listened to Pastor Ernie, and he's such a major warrior for life of the unborn, and just championing, you know, the King James Bible and standing up for righteousness' sake, that with this election, less than 80 days now, I think it was important tonight to call in and ask that we pray for our leaders, especially our vice president and our president, that they get rid of the foxes in the hen house, that we get him another 4 years, and that Philippians 1:6 be allowed to come to fruition. Whatever God started in Donald Trump back when he was born, he already knew the beginning before the end, and there's no accident. If he is the new Cyrus, as people say, and God, his plans are greater than our plans, and, you know, we can't fully comprehend everything that's going on because he is omniscient and we are limited. So I just trust and believe that for whatever reason that was allowed to happen in the wee hours of November 9th, 2016, that his ways are going to be in our best interest for those that follow him. And I was looking at verses of encouragement tonight, and at 2 Timothy 1:7, actually all through that chapter, and then in various other ones. I was looking at 1 Chronicles today. I was listening to some other teachings and whatnot, and they were just talking about things in there. And all through Leviticus and Deuteronomy, I mean, the word never comes back void, and we need to trust and believe right now that we have facts instead of fear. And what better place to get our facts than first and foremost through the King James Bible, and then stay informed, which is what things are being told to us by our politicians and our leaders, that we, you know, we find the meat and the truth that we can use to our advantage to have the three things that we're entitled to, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think we, you know, this is, they're all talking about how serious this is going to be in November, and that can't be understated. any more than it's being right now. It's way more than what they're saying. I mean, this I believe prophetically that we are definitely at a crossroads. And the Lord says, it says clearly in the Word, you're either for me or against me. So people have had a lot of time on their hands where we've been separated from the things that we've had as idols or icons, and it's going to make them think, what are you really for? And since the time is so short on this earth and everything is temporary, we're not taking one thing with us, where do your important things lie is what you have to ask yourself. And that's I think right now it's important. I know you're a man of prayer, that I think we pray for him, that if Donald J. Trump is put in there for God's purpose, however he's using him for, and he's even using the Democrats, because God can use the just and the unjust.
Well, he used Balaam's donkey, so.
That's right.
Yeah, and I want to give a verse here. You had referenced some verses that we ought to keep in mind when we're thinking about this. I was just preaching on this at our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where he says, exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And then he says this, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so we need to pray for President Trump. But you know, also, it says for all, we need to pray for Nancy Pelosi. We need to pray for Governor DeWine. We need to pray for all that are in authority. And why?
Absolutely. We
want God to get a hold of their hearts, don't we? I mean, if they need to get saved, they need to get saved. If they're saved and they're...
Pastor, I guess like Pastor Ernie had said, and other people I've heard, and including yourself, is that we want to take everybody with us.
Right,
we want them all to come.
Yeah.
Not one should perish.
Exactly. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all, he says, all should come to repentance. I told our church, I said, and you know what all means in the Greek? When you go to the Greek, it means all. That's real hard, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. When the stuff that's coming at us that they're trying to force upon us, and also some of the indoctrination that's going on to the youth, and the indignities that are going on to the seniors and the people that have paid their dues in this life, at both ends of that spectrum, and then we're stuck in the middle, the people that are taking care of both the youth and the older people, are trying to make sense of all this stuff and try to keep our level head about it before maybe our faculties aren't what they used to be as we get older. We want to know that you're raising the youth properly in the Lord so they can take care of you and make sure that you're safe and that your dignity is held intact when you get older. And that's, you know, the perfect circle, I guess, in life. But when they keep attacking our youth to try to take history away, to try to take our faith away and all these other things, it's a daunting task to try to do that, to keep them away from all these things and try to instill truth in them and strength.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time.
Yeah, and something else that we need to do, too, while doing all of that, we need, as Christians, to get out and vote, because in the last 2 years ago, remember when the Democrats made strides in the House and the Senate, the problem was so many Christians, let off the pressure, so to speak. They stopped praying.
Apathy.
They got at ease in Zion, whatever it was. But
indifference.
In fact, and it's like 50-some million Christians that could have voted did not vote 2 years ago.
If we don't learn from our mistakes going forward, and God forbid a Democrat with this socialist Marxist agenda in the White House, they might not relinquish that White House for quite some time if we have
the
reins.
Exactly.
So it's incumbent upon us, pardon the pun, to keep our incumbent in there and then start... if they haven't already, make sure that they have people that are being groomed, that are Bible-believing and Constitution-upholding individuals for the 4 and 8 years and 12 years and 16 years, respectively, down the road. Because I told my children, I said, pay attention to what's going on here, because this is going to be yours someday. I'm not going to be here forever.
We've got to prepare them.
You have to educate yourself.
I was going to say, one of the ways that we prepare them is by giving the example ourselves. And I work at the elections in my hometown. And one of the things that I like is when I see a young mother, young father come in with their children with them. And their children at an early age are seeing mom, they're seeing dad take time to exercise, one, their civic responsibility, and two, for believers, I believe it's our Christian responsibility to be salt and light. And they're accompanying them. They're seeing mom and dad set the example. And unfortunately, too many of our Christian youth are not seeing mom and dad set the example. And
a lot of them are clueless.
Yeah.
If they do have a clue, it's the wrong clue.
Yeah. You know, and I look at it this way. If those 50 plus million Christians, and these are supposed to be evangelicals. We're not talking about the modernists and liberals and things. We're talking about evangelical, conservative Christians, people who more or less claim to be born again. If those 50, not quite all fundamentalists. Fundamentalists would be in that large group. But what I'm getting at is if 50 million plus Christians that purport to believe the Bible simply went to the polls this November and voted their biblical values.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a sea change we would see across the board, across this entire country. But the problem is we don't, do we?
It would be a tsunami.
It would be. Yeah, I'm reminded, I think this is probably going back during the time that I think President George W. Bush was elected. Remember they had the big controversy with the hanging chads down in Florida? Yeah. And I believe it was Hugh Hewitt that made the statement. If it's not close, if it's not close, they can't cheat. And the only way for it to not be close to reduce their cheating effect is for Christians to first off get on their knees, pray, and then get up off their knees, go to the polls and vote, and bring somebody with you that might not vote otherwise.
Absolutely.
And for pastors that are listening, let me promote a site here called faithwins.us. Faithwins.us. Evangelist Brian Fox and also Brother Chad Connolly. Chad Connolly was 4 years ago Faith Outreach Director for the Republican National Committee. First time anybody ever had that. And he helped bring the evangelicals to the polls 4 years ago. They are crisscrossing the country, going different states, trying to wake up the church, trying to wake up pastors so that pastors in turn will wake up the church members. They don't have time to get to every single Christian, so they're trying to concentrate on reaching pastors so that pastors can reach their prospective churches. But pray, this is just one effort.
Does it not? The responsibility weighs heavily in the pulpit. So
yes.
Because the pulpit will be judged greater than the
Oh, absolutely.
I think if it starts there and you have solid responsibility in the pulpit, mm-hmm. then the flock is getting honest truth.
Yeah.
And they're getting it consistently, then that will alleviate any problems of people getting stuff watered down.
And if the pastor's preaching the word, like Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. If pastor's faithful to do that, and his people go to the polls, they're going to vote their biblical values. And we will see, like you said, a tsunami. Hey, Timothy, I got four more people lined up. We're really busy tonight, but I appreciate your call.
What you do. Many prayers and blessings your way. May God put a hedge
Thank
of protection
you.
Around and you and yours and your ministry. And
appreciate that.
A hedge of protection around our leaders that are faith-based, and then we will believe, God willing, that the best is yet to come.
Amen to that. And we appreciate that. Appreciate the call. And we've got Frank and Canton calling in as well. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Pastor Al. Hey, I got a two questions for
yes,
you.
Sir.
One, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
Reading over it, coming down chapter 11 to 14, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. To the last guy's comment, I'd like to add we walk by faith,
mm-hmm.
not by faith. And we're called to redeem the time while we are able.
Yes.
Being an ex-military guy, 2 NOM tour vet.
And thank you for your service.
No. Thank you for your service.
I wasn't in wartime. I was a peacetime veteran, so I didn't have to worry about getting shot at. So
you're in the war now, Pastor.
Yeah.
Well,
I was in the Air Force, so. But But yeah, we are in a spiritual battle. Paul says that to the Ephesians. Remember, we wrestle not against spirit or against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So,
boy, you got it today.
Yes, sir.
Number 14, and no marvel for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Could you expound a little bit on that? And I have a second question for you.
Yes, sir. And when we look at this here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul is warning them. In fact, let me go up to the verse before that where he says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. He's warning them against people who are purporting themselves as, apostles and Christian workers here, and they're not really. That some of them were in it for their own selves, for their own money, for their own aggrandizement, whatever the case may be. But he says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And then he says, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And this is part of one of many places where Paul warns about false teachers and pretending to be Christians. Just because somebody has the name Reverend or Pastor or Doctor associated with their name, or just because there's a sign out on the front of the building that says such and such church, doesn't guarantee that these people are serving the God of the Bible. It may be that there are false ministers, false apostles, deceitful workers that are actually serving the God of this world. And so we have got to be aware, and we have so many people out there today that are masquerading as Christian servants, when in reality they're serving the devil, and Paul wants us to be aware of that. And that we resist them, he told Paul, by the Scriptures. Excuse me, in Second Timothy chapter number 3 here, he said this, starts out in verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And he talks about the false deceitful workers growing and becoming more and more powerful. And he says this in verse 13, I'm just jumping down for time's sake, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And part of the way we resist them, he tells Timothy, is, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, hast been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. So remember the good teaching that he got from Paul. And then he also says in verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And so it's the Scripture that we have. Even Jesus himself countered the devil's temptations when he was tempted in the wilderness by quoting Scripture, didn't he?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and so that's what we need to remember in this spiritual battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I mean, in the military, you're trained to use arms, guns whatever it may be. Air Force uses, you got airplanes with cannons attached to them, or bombs attached, and missiles attached to them, or you can fire missiles. Or the Navy, they've got ships that have guns that shoot long distance. Whatever the case is, those are carnal weapons of warfare. But in Christ, we've got something much more powerful. It's prayer and the Word of God.
Second question,
yes, sir.
Really troubles me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my understanding that we've done a lot of reverse engineering or in cohorts and league with ETs, that we are somehow tied in with ETs, their technology.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like ETs as in extraterrestrial.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, and I'll comment on that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'd like your personal opinion. These ETs, are they, if they're in league with our government, are they satanic entities, or are they entities of God? And that troubles me. Because I know quite a bit about it, and I wanted to ask you your personal opinion or where you're at on that, or if you've just decided to leave it alone.
No, we've touched on that in the past. It's been a while since we touched on it. Primarily, when we're dealing with the stuff that can't be explained away by natural phenomena or mistaken and misunderstood things or experimental military aircraft and things like that, we do have a lot of satanic activity. Remember, we were just reading those things about the devil disguising himself. And the first thing that we see the devil doing in the Garden of Eden, he comes in the guise of the serpent. And so the devil disguises himself, and he tries to muddy the waters. He tries to cause confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. The devil is. Let me recommend a great book for you, Alien Intrusion by Gary Bates. Gary Bates, B-A-T-E-S. I have it on my website as a book that I recommend. It's called Alien Intrusion, UFOs and the Evolution Connection. We're running out of time here before the break comes up, but let me put it this way. The devil will try to confuse people, and he's very successful. Gary Bates in Alien Intrusion documents how that virtually every UFO researcher out there, though they won't admit it publicly, privately they admit that when they deal with people who have been, subject to close encounters of the third kind, you know, where they get whisked away onto a UFO or something like that, when they invoke the name of Jesus, it all comes to a crashing halt. That should tell us something, shouldn't it? So,
Pastor, yeah. We all, God bless you and your ministry. Thanks for taking my call and question.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. I want to thank everybody for listening. We've got another half hour to go. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. And, just want to mention a couple things as we get started. Certainly, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I encourage you to join us there and follow us there. You can go from there to our other social media for time's sake. I'm not going to go through all that right now. I also want to remind you that we're brought to you not only by the Bible Baptist Church at Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to visit, but we're also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. Well, we're going to get back into some of our things here. Before we do that, I also got something else I want to mention here. Now, some of you are familiar with Free Ohio Now. You can find them online at freeohionow.com. That's freeohionow.com. And let me encourage you to check them out. They have a number of things coming up this Saturday, August the 22nd. They are having rallies around the state, various counties. They're picking a location in each county. I think they've got a dozen or more counties that are signed up right now. One of those, of course, is Summit County. Another one's Cuyahoga County. And you can find go to freeohionow.com. I just was going to mention, if you're in Summit County, if you're familiar with the area of Montrose, it's just on the west side of Fairlawn, and it's the area right where State Route 18 and Cleveland-Massillon Road cross at that intersection. If you're interested, there's going to be a rally around Ohio with Free Ohio Now from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the corner of State Route 18 and Cleveland-Massillon Road. Their nearest address is 3890 Medina Road, Fairlawn, Ohio. If you're familiar with that, there's the Chipotle that's right there. I believe they're going to be parking in there in that parking area behind the Chipotle, and they're going to have pro-Trump signs and other signs, protesting, obviously, with the mask mandates and things like that. And so you can find that all at freeohionow.com. I was going to let you know Cuyahoga County has theirs at the corner of Snow and Broadview Roads. They're going to be parking at the Midtown Shopping Plaza at 1650 Snow Road, and theirs is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then also, let's see what else is in the area here. Here's Lake County. Lake County on the sidewalk near BJ's Brewhouse is 7880 Mentor Avenue in Mentor, Ohio. And theirs is 11 a.m. till noon. So far, it looks like Cuyahoga County, Greene County, Lake Lorraine is going to meet at they're going to be at the Board of Elections, 1985 North Ridge Road, East Lorraine, Ohio, 11 till noon. Here's Marion, Miami, Montgomery, Summit, as we mentioned, Union, Warren counties. There may be more added during the course of the week, so check out freeohionow.com if you want more information. All right, and one of the things that you do when you go out there is you're standing up, you're letting the government know that there are people out there who are not happy with the direction of things. Bring your American flag, and you can just follow the website. They'll give you some ideas and some thoughts there. All right. With that, we're going to jump back into our callers here. We've still got several lined up. Our telephone number is 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. And we have got Tom calling in. Tom, welcome to the program tonight.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I got a quick comment, and then I got a Bible question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first comment. I happened to catch your the show with Chris Long and you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with the when they did the little soundbite of John MacArthur
mm-hmm.
with the churches, you know, situation with our churches and, you know, in kind of the sneaky way that the governor has really kind of put the clamp on churches in the state of Ohio.
And for those that aren't familiar with that, they've been kind of allowing the county health departments to be the bad guy
yeah.
to make the harassing phone calls to churches.
Well, Cuyahoga County doesn't surprise me, but Summit kind of does.
Yeah, when this first started to come to light, the two cases were one in Summit County, one in Cuyahoga County, and then when I was on the program with Chris Long, News and Focus, I have a sheet, and in fact, I still have it here, and I'm not sure how many pages it is, how many cases, but it's case after case after case, just Summit County alone, one of 88 counties.
Well, that's where the church really needs. We need to stand up now, not even wait for the election.
Oh, yeah.
Push back immediately on this, because otherwise we're going to have the church stolen right from out from under us.
Mm-hmm.
We have no right to dictate the church of God.
Well, and that's a part of what Free Ohio Now is trying to do, not just yeah. churches, but Ohioans in general, but certainly churches should be interested in this because, it's not about mass. It's
yeah.
about control.
Freedom of speech and freedom of religion was the very first thing our founders addressed, because that was they
mm-hmm.
that was where tyranny begins.
Yes, and if you can control how somebody worships God, then you can control much of their life.
Absolutely. Now, question.
Reading yes,
sir. The book of Revelation,
mm-hmm.
okay, which you really have to take your time to digest this and read it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But starting in chapter 1 and going all the way to the end of chapter 3, I have the red letter King James. And it appears to me that mostly, you know, John's introducing this, he's caught up in this vision, and this is mostly, from what I gather, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking all the way through chapter 3. And then we don't see that necessarily till we get over to chapter 22. But what's interesting is apparently he actually did see the Lord in heaven speaking to him, did he not? Or is he seeing only an angel and just hearing the voice of the Lord?
Well, he actually sees Jesus Christ while he's there on the Isle of Patmos, because when you begin Revelation chapter 1, the proper title actually of the book is right there in the first verse, The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right, with Jesus actually giving
yeah.
the testimony.
So Jesus is actually testifying, because as we come down through this, in verse 2, he says, John saying, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. And let me drop down here to...
it's not the first three chapters that I'm with you. I'm on the same page.
Yeah, but I'm just saying where Jesus is talking to him on the Isle of Patmos.
But the question I have is in 22.
Oh, I thought you were asking and saying, is
no,
that the first
I
time
said,
that we
no,
see
I
that?
Said it's obvious there that Jesus is physically...
I'm sorry, I misunderstood
Lord.
You, Tom.
And
yeah.
the Lord is speaking to him throughout much of that, all the way through 3. But when you go to chapter 22,
mm-hmm.
it says, Jesus comes back in speaking, behold, I come quickly.
Yes, that, yeah.
That's the thing in the prophecy of this book. And then it gets confusing, because it says, and I, John, saw these things and heard them.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And he
yeah.
said, do not do it, for I am your fellow servant,
mm-hmm.
and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God.
Yeah, so, in the book of Revelation, he's talking at various times with the Lord in some portions, but also with various angels.
Okay.
But when we get into Revelation 22, notice in verse number, In verse number 10, it says, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of this book, for the time is at hand. He is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And where the confusion comes in is because, like you said, when John hears this angel and he throws himself down at the angel's feet in verse 8, the angel in verse 9 says, "See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets and of them which keep the sayings of this book." And this book, Worship God. And so when we jump to verse number 10, the "and he saith unto me," apparently goes to a different person.
It's not Jesus. It's not the Lord there.
Well, this case it is Jesus, because...
what's throwing me is I go by this red letter, which is, you know, it's the...
Yeah, well,
it's supposed to emphasize the actual words of our Lord.
Yeah, the reason I say that it's Jesus is because the angel who told him, you know, not to, to bow before his feet is talking in verse 9, but apparently we're going to a different one. The confusion comes in. Verse 10 at first appears to refer to him. But he is told here I will give you verse 10 being that angel, but by the time we get into verse 11, we're talking about the things that Jesus said. And certainly by the time we get to verse 12, it is Jesus talking, because when it says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be."
Then he goes into, "I'm the Alpha."
Yeah, and then when we get down to verse 16, it says, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches."
So that's where I was getting confused, because I'm thinking, we got to handle Revelation real carefully. So did he actually see the Lord, or because he opens up way back in one, he said, "Then I heard, and I heard a voice, as it were, a loud voice, and I turned and I saw seven candlesticks."
Yeah, and there's one in the midst of them, and that is the Lord there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when I was back in chapter one.
When that open door begins in chapter four, he's actually being led then through the visions by an angel.
Yeah, well, I think personally that he was actually transported into heaven where he observed future events play out.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And while he was there in heaven, he's observing the throne of God. And then, remember, the six-sealed book is brought forward there, and they're trying to say who's worthy to open it, and then what comes up but the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth, and it turns out to be the Lion of the tribe of Judah, which is none other than Jesus Christ.
I really love the book of Revelation.
Yeah, and it's a great book, because there's actually a threefold promise to those that read it, those that hear it, and those that keep it.
Well, I've been a lover of Bible prophecy since I became a Christian 40-some years ago.
Yeah.
Listen, well, thanks for helping me clear that up a little bit.
Oh, sure, Tom.
You've got a lot of wisdom with that, so God bless you.
Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, it does get a little confusing. That's where we have to try and
that's why. I mean, we got to, you know, we need help sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though I've been a Christian a long time, I need help a lot.
Well, and I do myself from time to time. We all do. That's why God puts us here to work together.
Right.
Encourage one another. So appreciate that call, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. And we've got Nancy, I believe, been holding the longest left here. And we got a couple more callers. We'll go with Nancy first. Hey, Nancy.
Oh, hi, Pastor Al.
I've been busy tonight, haven't we?
Wow. I really enjoyed your callers tonight. That Tim, I don't remember ever hearing him before, but I was thinking to myself, he sounds like a pastor. He reminds me of Tom, and then Tom calls later, and they both are so knowledgeable on the Bible, and they're so articulate. I just really learned a lot, you know, about both of them. So I'm not going to get into my topic that I wanted to discuss tonight, because there really isn't enough time. But I think it'd be great if that Tim would come to the Bible study you have Friday night. And also if Tom would come back. You know, we miss seeing Tom at the Bible study. It's just such a, if anybody is thinking about coming Friday night, I just highly recommend it. It's such a wonderful way to talk about the Bible and current events.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of
We have an informal Bible study at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in Richfield, Ohio, 5171 Brecksville Road, midway between Akron and Cleveland, every Friday night from 7 to 9. although we don't usually leave at 9. I mean, it's officially over at 9, but people oftentimes stay around and talk depending on how long and what their schedules are. I actually left early last Friday night. I think I was gone by 10:30. week before, I was there till at least 11 o'clock. So.
Yeah. I just wanted to also say how much I admire Pastor John MacArthur for standing up to Governor Newsom and still having church services. I mean, that takes a lot of courage.
Well, and he was willing to go to court over it, too, and God blessed.
Yes, so I just pray that somehow or another Governor Newsom doesn't put him in jail because, you know, he's very, very vindictive. You probably know that Governor Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
I remember hearing that there was a connection. I didn't remember exactly what it was, that he married into the family or something. I knew there was some connection there. But I do know this, that if he persists in doing these things, God will not hold him unaccountable. Revelation 12, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord, I will repay. Yeah, the idea that you can't sing in church, you can't even have a Bible study in your own home in California, according to them, unreal, unreal. He's in dangerous territory. They're making those kind of statements.
Yes. Well, okay. Thank you for taking my call. You probably have another caller, right?
Well, we're going to get to Terry here in just a minute as well.
Oh, yeah, because poor Terry, he was always at the tail end. But he's so cheerful about it. He's always so pleasant.
Well, you beat him in this time, so. but we were getting some newer callers and some people who hadn't called before, you know.
I was very, very interested in, you know, the newer callers, Tim, and then that Frank from Canton.
Yes.
And that was very interesting about, fake Christians, you know, those false apostles.
Mm-hmm.
That was very informative, too. So. Okay, well, maybe you can take Terry if you have more than 30 seconds.
Well, I appreciate that, Nancy, and you take care. God bless, and we'll catch you next time. So we've got Terry waiting as well. Terry, welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening, Pastor Earl.
Hi, good evening. Good evening. Thanks for waiting.
Yep, no problem. I just had a question. Okay, actually, I got my walking papers this week from a church, from the Reformed Church.
Uh-huh.
They told me that if I don't want to become a member there, they basically don't want me coming back.
It's interesting.
And, I can't understand, if I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and I confess that to the pastor, that automatically makes me a member of the body.
Well, and now the way they look there, you know, most churches will approach it in terms of membership is, of course, first and foremost, churches in the Bible, the Bible definition of a church is a body of born again believers. And generally speaking, a lot of churches will have a membership where, you know, you let the pastor and whoever, however they handle it in their church, know that you're in agreement with their doctrines and everything and that you want to unite with them, as opposed to people who are saved that are a part of the redeemed, obviously. You know, I believe when the rapture takes place, what God is catching up to be with the Lord in the air is born-again believers. I was reading an article just recently where he said, no, he's only catching up to the air of the bride of Christ, and the bride of Christ are only those who are members of certain Baptist churches. And, I don't know that that's scriptural. If you know Christ is your Savior, you're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air because he's your Savior, Holy Spirit's in you. But individual churches in the Bible, many times they have a membership that they maintain.
I'm not in agreement with them, and they said that in order for me to become a member there, I have to be in agreement with everything they do.
Yeah, but I'm kind of surprised that even if you said, well, I'm not in agreement with everything, and so you're not officially a member, that they wouldn't allow you to be there as somebody who comes and perhaps worships with them in the hopes that maybe eventually you would come around to their way of thinking. Because many churches have people in the church that aren't officially members, but they love the Lord and they're worshiping with that church, and God is using them, and one day perhaps they come to the position where they say that they, by faith, they know they're saved and they believe this is where God wants them to be. Without, I know we just got a short period of time talking about church membership, but I'm just kind of surprised that they said, well, if you're not going to be a member, here's the door. That just seems kind of odd.
What they said to me, they prefer that I stay away if I'm not going to become a member there. They've been trying to get me to become a member there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked them questions about what do I have to do to become a member? And they said I have to believe in what they believe in. And I feel that if I become a member there, I'd be like signing allegiance to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're not in agreement with them biblically, and really, as Amos said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? That's where the importance, a twofold thing I would say here, the importance for believers to have a body of believers that they can fellowship with when they're in agreement with them. Because in Hebrews chapter 10, he says, not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but, so much the more, more as you see the day approaching. But I kind of paraphrase the end of that real quick, but what I'm getting at is the other thing is this also shows the need for churches to start more churches, and unfortunately we're in a day when a lot of churches are closing. I heard somebody suggest it here in Ohio that as a result of the coronavirus shutdowns, that maybe as much as 30% of our churches may not ever reopen
because you can't afford to stay open.
Yeah, I mean, they're losing money and all, but we're supposed to be starting churches, and it's a shame when there are people who are in areas where they cannot, within, say, an hour's drive in the United States or Canada, find a Bible-believing church that they can unite with. And a lot of that problem is because Bible-believing churches aren't starting churches like they should be. And that's a real shame, because then it puts people who can't find one of these churches in a bind. I mean, sometimes I've known people who'll travel an hour to get to a Bible-believing church. And it's good to be in agreement with the people you worship with so that you can come together and serve God most effectively.
One of the problems I had with them is that they believe that you must keep Sunday as a holy day, like you have to go to the church twice a week.
Yeah, they almost treat it as it's a Sabbath, which, of course, Sunday isn't a Sabbath. The Sabbath's always the seventh day of the week.
And they say that if you're going to be a member, you should be going to both services.
Mm-hmm. And I know we're coming up on the last minute or so of the program, but I certainly believe that if you're a member of a church, you ought to be attending as much as you can. But, we live in a real world. I mean, if you're going to church and something happens and you get sick and you can't make it, well, obviously, you don't want to go. Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes people's work schedules, nurses and doctors don't have the luxury of working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So there are times when work schedules will prevent people from being in church. But certainly the attitude ought to be that we want to be, together with God's people as much as we can. But to make it legalistic in that sense, I would never require somebody has to be at every one of our services or you can't join our church. Hey, Terry, we've got about less than 30 seconds here, so we're going to have to close out here. But I'm going to encourage people to pray for you and pray that God will help you find a good church up there somewhere. So
thank you. I'm going to the Baptist church lately.
Hopefully I'll work out, and as Baptist, I'm hoping that it'll be a good one. So no guarantee all the time. But, hey, we're out of time. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, everybody. And God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com.